The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have an interesting topic today. We don't usually talk about comets, but we're going to today. We're going to ask angels for insights on the energies with that. So we're going to talk, and I'm going to share a little bit about this newly discovered comet called Neowise that was discovered March 27 of 2020. In the year of 2020, a very historical, memorable year so far. Yes. And today is the day that it'll be approaching Earth in closest. So it's been visible since July 15, and today is July 23, and it's supposed to be closest to Earth. So if you haven't spotted it at night or after sunset, you want to look toward your northwest sky, and you will see it. On my website, in the blog post for this show, I did post something there if you're looking to see how to figure it out or go see it. But we're going to talk a little bit from the astrology perspective of what comets mean, and then ask angels for insights on what we can do with that right now. So this is versus, you know, we have astronomy, or astronomy, and then we have astrology, very different. We're going with the metaphysics on this and insights from the angels. So I want you to know, I have asked for that clear guidance. I asked Gabriel to come through with clear communications today on that. If you have any questions and things like that, if you're in my YouTube live chat, go ahead and put them out there. We're going to get to some of those questions and answers, and, you know, we'll see what we can do. I mean, sometimes when we have a busy audience, we get to as many as we can, but I also want to make sure you get the information here for everyone listening later on. You might be listening on the archive. So I thought this would be kind of fun because we're looking at something very differently that we don't usually look at in the show. We follow a lot with the energies that are coming through with astrology from a soul, esoteric point of view. Like, how can this help us on a soul growth level? And that's the approach we take. Metaphysics, we're very much about the positive side of life. I mean, we have plenty that we can look at, but we can choose to just try to focus a little bit more with that. I'm not saying it's going to stop everything that happens in life. Life has challenges. Our goal here is to find ways to make a positive out of it. It's like make lemonade when lemons are thrown at you. It really is that kind of a mindset. I'm sharing things that I've experienced and have worked for me. It won't work for everybody. If you're not into this, that's fine. We're just putting a perspective and a choice out there for you. So let's talk a little bit about this comet. This comet, like I said, was discovered March 27, and it's named after the telescope that spotted it. That's why the name Neowise. Today is the day that it'll be closest to Earth. You might hear some rumbles outside my window. We have thunderstorms in my area, so I am doing backup recordings just in case. So let you know if I suddenly disappear, it might be that. if that happens, we will just make sure a full copy is put up later. So we're recording all kinds of ways here. So we're going to explore, first of all, let's look at the meaning of what comets are all about in astrology, and then we'll ask for the insights on that. Now, this particular comet, I do want to point out, try to do your best to work with the intentions of the energies here. This is a very rare once-in-a-lifetime event because this particular comet, Neowise, its orbit is 6,800 years. That's 6,800 years. So I don't know about you. I think we're working to live a long life, but I don't think we'll be here that long. So this is it to see this one. So just so you know that. Interesting that it pops up in this year, right? This year is the year of unfolding of all kinds of surprises. We've been adjusting nonstop this whole year. So I know we've all been going through that. This is one of the most powerful transformative years, and it's been nonstop for all of us. So we're looking and we're looking to explore the information that's out there. There's not a lot of information. That's why we're going to use intuition today to just see what comes through. But what will this comet bring us? What's that about? Now, let's see. Let's go into this now. So it will be very bright. Just so you know, this particular comet will be very bright. You'll be able to see it from Europe and North America. If you can get some cool shots of it, or you can look it up and find, there's all kinds of sites and cameras and telescopes recording this one. Let's see. I want to go into that. I've already said all that. Let's just keep going. So here's the thing. Comets and astrology. That's where I want to go. I apologize. I was getting sidetracked. I don't want to keep repeating. In traditional astrology, now listen up before you freak out, okay? Because there's still a positive in this. In traditional astrology, okay, comets were seen as messages. They're seen as messages from above, from heaven. They were messages that, I know, traditional astrology, it says they were messages that, you know, not so good things were coming our way. Okay, not a surprise really this year because of what we've been experiencing. We understand that. But they're also an indication of great change. That's what comets are. So that's why I thought this was really interesting, especially in this year, in this time right now. They were said to indicate great change. I went, interesting. Now, the change was destruction and chaos, but like I said, hear me out. Yes, a lot of the things that we knew as before are falling apart, don't work anymore, just not happening anymore. That's not that my dog is in here very close. She's very scared of thunderstorms and she has her special ace bandage wrap on. So if you hear her around me, you might hear that too, because she's a little nervous about those. She has that on to make her feel safe with her blankie. So she's going to be okay. She's right here beside me if you hear her. So, you know, anyway, they were about this destruction and change, but we're digging deeper. It's also, comets are about forward thinking, because we've been talking about that for a while, like old things have to fall apart, go away, so new things can come in. I mean, we have to clear out in a personal life, we have to clear out our closet of issues, emotions, whatever, to let something new and fresh come in. If we're so full from the old, we don't have any room to fit anything new in. It was interesting to me, and it was pointed out to me when I was studying this week, that that's what comets are about. I went, well, what an interesting timing for this brand new one to come through. So what does that mean, right? So that's why I'm like, okay. So they were just indication of something big. And it was a bit pessimistic, yes, because it was like natural disasters or things like that. And I'm like, whoa, but it was also the rising of something brand new and innovative. And then there was other things about the comets where if you were born when a comet was passing through, that was bringing intelligence, innovation, luck. You were a soul that was going to bring major new ideas to Earth. I thought that was interesting too. So this is the history and in astrology, what comets mean, because we look at the moon all the time and the cycle of that. And I've been really following a lot of this in the last year or two, because I'm really seeing some synchronicities. So I look at it and then I work with the angels in the angelic realm and the intuition that I have, okay, what are we going to do with this? What are you guiding me to say or do? So that's how that's working. That's what I've been doing. That's why I've been bringing it up. Now, the color of a comet in astrology has meaning as well. It's important. So neowise, this comet is an orange-yellow hue to it. Orangey-yellow. So what does that mean? That indicates that it's going to be aligning with the planet Jupiter. What's Jupiter about? Expansion, reaching beyond, just going for those goals, reaching higher, further out. It's the expansion planet. So this comet is aligned with the color energy of Jupiter. So I thought that was interesting. If that's predictable or reliable, well, like I said, this is all very new and I'm just sharing what I've been able to find out there. That would be bringing abundant, expansive energy to whatever we need to see the bigger picture. That's a positive that I see. That's a good thing. Because if we see the bigger picture in anything that we're experiencing, okay, that opens up comprehension, consciousness, awareness in a whole different light. It sheds light on something that was, you know, maybe under the rug for you in a metaphor type of phrase. Maybe you just weren't aware of it or seeing it. You just had no idea. You never saw it that way. So with so much going on in a brand new everything that we have going on, I see this as a positive. I'm embracing that for myself. So I'm just sharing what we have here. And it has messages. I mean, there's messages that they bring. So if you're looking at the whole thing and what's going on and the energy, and like I said, I love this. I'm very passionate about it. I do it with nature all the time, where every little nuance, every little message, okay, why is this power animal in my life? Why am I feeling and sensing this information from nature? That's just how my intuition works. And actually I love it. And I get answers to my questions all the time that way. So I'm applying that approach that I do with nature and how I receive information that way. And that's always pretty accurate for me. Nothing's 100%, just so you know, not even trying to say that, but I'm approaching this that way too, because if I'm just looking at all these details and what's aligning and what we have out there, Jupiter is active in bringing that expansion right now. So I'm thinking, wow, that's very interesting. I find that to be fascinating. So what would this one bring? What is Neo wanting to bring to us to discover? Now, Neowise was discovered in the sign of Leo, which is a fire sign. So if we apply that information, that's when it was discovered. That was back in March. March was a very active month for everything that we have going all over the place in the world right now with everything. We know that's going on. So if you looked at the sign, the color, we're looking for what is that representing? So here's what I want to ask you. And let me know. You can let me know. What are you experiencing right now? What have you been feeling? Because there's some Mars energy starting to ramp up, and that's going to happen around, I think it's around July 25, might be 26. I don't have that right in front of me. We're not talking about that today. But around 25, Mars is going to start, that Mars energy is going to start to slow down and go retrograde. Remember, that's kind of ramping up for what's happening in September. And Mars is the energy of, you know, kind of intense. You might feel that you're having trouble with patience with things. It's more argumentative. It's the war god, really. And it just, if you look at it that way, and it has an intensity to it. So if you have been feeling a little bit of that in different areas of your life, those are the things you want to watch. 10-second rule right there is a good idea. if you're feeling that one. Some will feel it more than others. Just depends on, you know, what you have going on. I'm just making you aware of it. I've been keeping an eye on that. But in a couple of days, that's going to start to slow down for its retrograde movement. So it takes a week or so, it'll start to slow down going forward and then start going backwards. So that's what's happening in a couple of days. So if you feel that combative energy, or you feel it fiery, or you feel it intense, that might be what it is. This comet was discovered in a fiery sign, okay? So in Leo, Leo is a fiery sign. It's a very proactive, I want to be heard, you know, front and center stage kind of thing. Leo is very powerful and very courageous, and we also need that energy for leadership too. So if you are a leader, or, you know, you want to pray for leaders and things like that, that these are energies that are coming to play here. Neowise has that. Neowise is showing potential to bring fiery combative, but why? To maybe bring something to light that needs to be discovered, needs to be revealed, needs to be just shown light on to help heal, release, let go. Another one of the biggest things I'm seeing here is maybe this is just going to bring in some energy for us to go, okay, enough's enough. We're going to get this taken care of. So whatever it is you have going on, I am keeping it general because everybody's in a different place with this. You apply it to how it works for you. So that's why, you know, I'm not trying to make it specific to what I need. That wouldn't be fair to you. I'm giving you the information so you can make it what it is for you. That's a little bit about the history. So now we're going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to start working with some questions and answers if you have them. We're also going to, or if you have something you want to share that you're experiencing, that's fine. If you have anything like that you want to share in your experience with this or what you've been feeling, because that's what we want to do. We want to help each other here. We're going to take the break. When we come back, we're going to start working with the angels on this comet and see what we have that reveals itself. I don't even know what that's going to be yet either. I've asked for that clarity, and that's what I love. It's like, you just trust it. This is an intuitive second half of the show. So let me take that quick break, grab a drink of water so we can really fire it up and get this thing going. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this newly discovered comet, Neowise, because it's going to be closest to Earth today, July 23. But we're looking at the astrology and the meaning of it, what's it bringing to us, and we're working with the angels on any insights and how we can best work with this energy. Now, I've been on the break. I was catching up and reading everybody's comments in the YouTube live chat. And I've got a few, so I'm going to read them because you guys are sharing. That's what I asked you to do. I asked you to share what you're feeling. I'm seeing a synchronicity with some of it and the message about what this is bringing. Remember, I said it was bringing some fiery energy, some combative energy, and we're feeling it all in different ways. So it's interesting. Let me read some of this. You may relate if you're just listening or tuning in later on the archive. So we have from Maddie, we said, hi, Jen, I feel my energy picking up to take action to shift into a new path and career. That's the Aries Mars energy as well. Because it's proactive, it's like move forward. I'm trying to balance being responsible with knowing I'm being pushed. Okay. And do the angels have any advice? I'm going to keep reading because I'm going to answer some of this together because they kind of relate. Michelle. Hello, Michelle. August 12, I will turn 60. Well, congratulations. Awesome. Happy birthday coming up for you. Wanting to see, bring on new insight of life. Okay. It's a good number to start with. Journey to becoming me. Recently have felt energetic surge, migraine, anxiety until I prayed for the angels to assist in feeling the energy at a level I can tolerate. I became better equipped to manage. Good point. Yeah, if you just ask the universe for assistance, your angels, your spirit guides, your guardian angel, you would be really surprised. Sometimes we just don't think, oh, well, let me ask for a little ease up on that. You can do that. I've done that before. Like, okay, feeling at the threshold. I really want to work through this positively, but could I slow it down or ease it up a little bit? Trickle it in instead of just bombarding. Robin Brownies. And then later she corrects that. She meant Neowise Brownies. Don't you love autocorrect? I know. Brownies bringing, which is Neowise, bringing in enough is enough energy really resonates with me. It's been a tumultuous summer year. Been feeling the combativeness in my head, and I'm working to clear that on a daily basis. Okay, you're right in the pocket, Robin. You're really feeling it. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to explain why we're feeling that intensity and that push and that eagerness. Sometimes it feels impatient or irritable. I'm going to explain that in a second because I'm seeing some things here. Shadana, I feel like I'm in prep mode. So when the time is right for me to make moves in career, home purchase, etc., I will be ready. You're getting organized and structured. Absolutely. Let's see. Veronica, Metatron and Michael have been clearing my aura and been shifting energy so I can get unstuck. I am feeling stronger and more focused and full of faith. Awesome, Veronica. That's great news. They are very good for doing that. Yeah, really powerful. Shadonna, the thing I'm struggling with is knowing when to help my family members who are struggling and when to fall back and let them figure it out, especially my son right now. Ooh, yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. Surprisingly, I feel pretty calm and optimistic, though. For you, Shadonna. You know, I love you, Shadonna. You answering a lot of your own questions. But you know what? I love that you don't give up and you just stay in the game. And I'm going to explain that too. Beth is saying, I'm back at OHI to release the death of my family and move forward. I've dumped a ton of anxiety. I'm not sure if I'm understanding OHI, but that's okay. I've dumped a ton of anxiety and I'm ready to move forward. Well, good for you, Beth. Well, you've gone through a lot of loss and a lot of adjustments. Understand that one. Okay. Now let's look at, now it was a lot of questions. So let me stop there because it's going to get, that's a lot. You can keep putting them up there if you want, but let's go into why we're feeling some of that stuff. First of all, Mars energy, this fire energy, it does motivate. And here's what I want you to hear in your individual situation. It's going to motivate you in the area that you need to focus on right now. So in one instance, Shadonna's saying, I feel like I'm in prep mode. You're being nudged to do more preps, to look at what else you can do to prep. In other ways, Maddie was saying, hey, I really want to get moving here. I'm really feeling it. I want to be responsible with it. Absolutely. This is to verify, yep, that's where you are. You are moving in a different direction, it feels like. Doesn't have to be 5 minutes ago or 5 minutes from now. You're feeling the motivation to put your energies and thoughts into that. Not to stress yourself out because some of it's just unfolding, but yes, to validate that. Absolutely. I feel Michael and the guardian angels very strongly today. I also feel Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel today, very strong, came in where, for me personally, because clear communication is so important right now. We need that a lot in everywhere, honestly, not the confusion anymore. So when you're tapping into the energy of this comet, here's the cool part that I'm picking up. Now, if we have this energy that's fiery and combative, how is that positive? Because it needs to stir the pot so we can clear out the negative and the old. So if you're feeling those things, like I was seeing anxiety or headaches or different things like that, I was feeling the struggles. I'm feeling, you know, all these different things you guys are talking about, this applies. You're feeling the energy of this. I have too. Like, this has got to change. Just no more of this. You might be feeling it in, I need to be more organized. I need to be more clear and speak up for what I feel is right for me. I know that all that stuff. But if this comet is coming with the expansive energy of Jupiter, how can we use that? We can expand our consciousness to see beyond what we ever saw before. We need that. When you can see the bigger picture, it's a lot easier to make decisions in your life, big major ones like buying a house, changing jobs, starting a new career, clearing out the old, dealing with loss and grief. Loss and grief is tough. And we're dealing with having to let go of things. Now, if emotional and mental toxicity and just negative and fear-based energy is being purged out, yes, we're going to feel it like we're hearing all these people describe at YouTube chat. We are going to feel that. We are going to feel and experience this stuff's all coming up and I feel out of sorts, or because it's coming up to be released and dealt with. That's when you want to work with the universe and you want to put out that, hey, I want to release this and let it go with that intention. This is another way to work with law of attraction. It's like, you know what? It's bringing up all this inside that just needs to be released and healed and go away. We've had so, and you may not even realize it, some of the fear-based stuff was, I'm scared to make a move in my job, or I'm scared to buy the house, or I'm scared to change what I know. We're scared of being out of our comfort zone is the bottom line. If I was to put that in one sentence that would go across the board for everybody right now, I know what that feels like. I'm dealing with that too. I have to go, okay, I got to find a new way to do that, whatever it might be. I've had to overcome things too. We all are. Everybody's doing that. And my intention was really, let's bring this up. Now, here's another interesting aspect of astrology from a Chinese astrology perspective about comets that will help make more sense of why I'm saying maybe this comet, and I'm saying maybe because this is all brand new, but this intuitively feels like maybe it's just here to clear it all out, just to really do a clean sweep and bring it up and out, really nudge us. A lot of people were commenting, they felt nudged. They felt that. Yes, exactly. Because in Chinese astrology, they call comets brooms or broom stars. Like they come in because they have that little long tail on them. They come and sweep and clear away. I mean, that's making sense because that's what we're feeling as this intense energy is coming through. So when we take the approach not to be afraid of energy that's coming in to just tear the walls down and make it happen, and we embrace, you know what? I'm going to use this energy to just clean this up and really make a difference, because you making a difference in your own individual life is making a huge difference for all the energy you put out into the world. And that's a ripple effect because we're all really connected, whether we want to be or not. Us doing what we need to do for our own selves and taking that responsibility there, we're contributing to the whole in a positive way. So please know that. Now, another idea about comments is bringing in the new wisdom, bringing in something, a new thought, a new way. We don't know completely what that might be, but it'll be interesting to just see how this unfolds at this point. I asked Michael about how can we work with this energy that's just causing the anxiety. And a headache is a frustration and an energy. And it's pent up and it's just trying to find a way out. It's the tension. It's the, you know, intensity. If that's, you know, as long as there's nothing else causing that headache, just so you know. But in the energy part of it, you know, that's just energy that needs to be released. And the anxiety, that's the fear. That anxiety is actually a physical expression of fear. So you may be feeling like, wow, I've been doing pretty good. Now all of a sudden I've got all this going on. It doesn't mean you haven't been doing pretty good. It means it's going deeper to get a clean sweep out and get that out a little bit more. I mean, with a year like this, how can it not bring up and discover and uncover a lot of those deeper recesses of our emotions, our emotional body? Our soul is really wanting to point out some areas that, hey, you know, you've been doing good, but now I'm going to push you out of your comfort zone a little bit, because that way you'll see this other aspect and how you react or respond in this situation. That's how it helps us. And it doesn't feel very comfortable because it's not the comfort zone. It's not going to feel comfortable. It's not your comfort zone. Pretty much being out of the comfort zone, we've been out of the comfort zone more than we've been in it this year. Who can agree with that? I mean, I know that's how it feels for me. That's a lot. And when I go into the different things you might be feeling, just know, guys, that's why we do this show like this. That's why I want you to feel like you're not by yourself in it. It's so important. So But if it's clearing out all this old and bringing all this up, and why is that situation upsetting you or pushing your buttons and things like that? That's what this is here to discover. So I feel that everything that gets thrown our way is for our benefit on a soul growth level. But on this earth plane, it can feel like a challenge sometimes. I know. So when I go back to the chat, let's see. Optimal Health Institute. Thank you, Beth. I was wondering what that was. Wow. Okay. I am really, I know that you're going to move through this, and lots of love to you while you're going through so much change. I know you've had a lot you've been getting rid of, a lot of anxiety, just dumping and releasing. But that means it's releasing. That's good. So anybody else feeling that? Candace, hi, Candace. It's been a long, hot summer. Mars in Aries is high energy. It's hot. Yes, it is. It's literally hot. Yes. Like, I don't know if you guys were here last week, but like a week or so ago, my AC went out for 2 days and we had a heat index of 114. Yeah, that was warm. Yep. So we're good on that now, but it's just been interesting. Yeah, you start to find creative ways to be cool. Anyway, we were doing that. But yeah, a lot of the country, there's a lot of heat wave everywhere. So I hope everybody's staying safe with that. Shadana's saying it explains her growing frustration with work. Yeah, because it's nudging you that you're done with this. You've outgrown it. I'm going to just put it out there. If you're feeling like that, Maddie, this would apply to you as well if you're still there. You're not satisfied. And there's this constant cycling of, I need to change it. I need to change it. Because you're not who you were. Nobody. I can't imagine that anybody is the same person they were a year ago or 6 months ago or maybe even 2 months ago or maybe even yesterday. But it just does feel like that. That's how fast things are moving right now. Let's see, journey to becoming me. Very strange, but every time you say Archangel Gabriel today, it brings tears to my eyes and feels so loved. Very strange. Can you tell me why? Oh, you have an artistic side to you. I feel that you're connecting with Gabriel that way. That's cool. That's given me a goosebump. Archangel Gabriel is very strong for me today as well. Gabriel is great with creativity, children, communication, obviously, just clear. And here's the thing. What I'm picking up for you is clear communication to hear your own higher self, soul, what is right for you, just that clarity. So ask Gabriel to help you with clear communication on your own intuition, because I'm feeling that's what I'm feeling for you. So that's really cool. If you're feeling the tears, you're just being moved to feel the connection. Tears help release things. Tears are a good thing, actually. I don't like anybody being criticized because they cry. Trust me, I grew up that way. Clear communication is what you're looking at. Tears release energy that's trapped. It's a way to release energy. A good hard cry sometimes really helps cleanse. You know, there's lots of ways to clear our energy, and sometimes it's just that way. I mean, and then there's the times where we tear up in love because, you know, there's people, some people do this, and I've done that too. You tear up when it emotionally touches you. I feel that for you a little bit more. And then you feel like you're releasing too. So it's okay to express with tears. Sometimes your eyes are swollen, but that's right. That's a good thing. Belinda, she is saying emotions are running high. Oh my goodness. Okay. Goodness. Always sleepy. Always sleepy. My goodness. Oh, okay. I went through that about a month ago where I was feeling like they just wanted me to be asleep all the time. And and what that is with energy, we repair and heal when we're asleep. So cellular level, physical, that's when all the cells repair. But when we're healing emotions, or we're going through the energy of things, or we're going up a higher frequency and our bodies are calibrating to higher frequency, that all happens when you're asleep in the subconscious, not the conscious. So sometimes we just need to be asleep more, maybe get a little bit more sleep, maybe take the breaks. It also, what I'm picking up for you is that it feels like there's more of a management of time during the day instead of working hard and don't stop and then stop, which it's more breaking it up, which might feel weird to you. I can relate to that, actually, because years ago, and it wasn't good, I'm very driven to just keep going. And I was a workhorse. I mean, I would just push till I was falling down. That wasn't good for me. And then I would stop because I was afraid if I stopped, I wouldn't finish. This was when I was much younger, in my 20s. That's much younger. But I'm saying, once I started to find the balance, like, no, do a little bit, then stop, do a little bit, stop. It's been much better. I don't feel that drain like that. Some situations will drain you more, but sometimes we just need, we're working to raise the frequency. We work that way. So I wanted you to know that. Let's see what else we got. Oh, you're welcome, Beth. Absolutely. Love you too. Maddie, so many changes, and I think I'm so much less willing to accept mediocre or restrictions and not feeling like I'm making an impact or using my gifts. Okay, that actually is not, that's actually good to hear from you, Maddie, because you're not satisfied with just settling anymore. You want more. You feel you deserve more. That's a self-love. If we came from a place where we felt beat down, or we didn't have a whole lot of self-confidence or self-love, and now you're going, I just don't want to settle for that. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean we take it out on anybody. And sometimes if we have that frustration inside, not saying you're doing that, but that happens. I'm just talking in general here. Sometimes we just feel frustrated, and then we're getting aggravated because we're not moving on what we know we're not satisfied with. So you're getting an indication that, yeah, you want better, you want more. And kudos for you on that. Journey to Becoming Me. Thank you so much, Dr. Jen. And thank you, Archangel Gabriel. Just felt Archangel Michael say, don't forget about me. That sounds like Michael. So thank you, Archangel Mike. Michael is really good with this Mars energy stuff, okay? Because he's strong, and he helps protect you, and he helps you release the toxicities and the negative energy. So absolutely, Michael and your guardian angels will be very good angels to work with during this type of sensation. When you feel just this pent up thing, or you're feeling that aggravation in certain areas of life, absolutely help. One of the things when I feel that is I ask Michael to just help me let it go, so it's not affecting me in a negative way. Doesn't change the situation. It helps the situation not affect me anymore. That way, I have my energy to move in a positive direction or make a positive choice. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves to do that, but it works very well. Just taking that moment to go, you know, I don't want it to upset me, because a lot of times we're getting upset about something we can't control, like somebody else's actions or something else we see happening and we don't like, or we wouldn't do it that way. That's control. We're trying to control something we can't control. What we can control is how it affects us. Michael can really help you with that. Doesn't mean we're not going to stand up for ourselves. Doesn't mean we're not going to, you know, be out there. It just means you won't let it wear you down and drain all the energy on the negative aspect. And now you can't see the positives that could come through. So I think this is going to be a very interesting comet energy. It's already been here for about a week. So think about it. Since July 15, it's been, you could see it in the sky. Today it'll be the closest. So look for it tonight. And when it goes by, you know, my intention is I'm going to say hello and smile and say, thank you for the energy you're bringing to sweep away all the negative, all the pain, all the suffering, how we hold ourselves back, the fear, whatever. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, you don't have to wait and see it to do it. You could do it now, but no, you're not. And I'm moving back over. Belinda's saying, thank you. It's good to know I'm not being lazy. No, you're not. Actually, that one trips a lot of us up when we're not sure what's going on. No, you're not. We have to honor and listen to our bodies. Intuition isn't just about picking up an angel message or a spirit guide or talking to a loved one that's crossed over. It's not about that. It's listening to and tuning in, because you have an innate inner compass that will guide you, that is your soul, your higher self. And it knows exactly what you need. And, you know, if you're really honest with yourself, we know when we're procrastinating or not doing anything, and we know when it's like we're just literally tired. There's things you can do. Make sure your diet is good. Make sure you're taking care of yourself in a positive way. Make sure you're, giving your body the nutrition it needs, because making and repairing and aligning and shifting the frequency of our bodies for higher dimensions, that's a lot of energy the body needs right now. What we don't want to do, this is what I'm doing from a spiritual energy level. You want to make sure your body has everything it needs, your physical body, your emotions, everything. You want to be in a priority with that. Your immune system, keeping it strong. That's what I'm doing. You want to do that. You want to make sure you're listening to what you need. Sleep is part of healthcare. So if you need more sleep, then you get more sleep. Now, I know that in different situations, sometimes that's a symptom of something. If you know you don't have anything else going on, enjoy a couple of extra, you know, Z's. Why not? What's wrong with sleep? Why does sleep get a bad rap, you know? I think sleep is good. Now, I'm one of those ones that doesn't need very much, and it's really weird. I've been this way since I was a child. I just don't need a lot. I don't need any more than 5 or 6 hours. Just one of those kind. If I try to go and get more than that, I'm going to be awake all night. So instead of fighting it, I just go, okay, I'm good. But then every now and then, and I know it's my energy and cells and there's repair going on, every now and then I need more than that. I go, okay, let's do it. Because I don't do that very much. But when it happens, I know that's what I needed. And it always makes everything better. Trust me. But you look at all of it. You look at your diet, because energetically you support your body to support you. It's your vehicle for your soul. You live in that. You get one the whole lifetime. You get one. You want to take good care of it. And it is the soul, and the energies and the dynamics are raising up so fast and things are changing. We need to support all of that. So stress, you want to have an outlet for that. Exercise, meditation, you want to take care of it by eating well. Get rid of the junk if you're eating it. Who's eating the junk? I know. It's okay. You don't have to. I'm not trying to call you out. I was asked by Gabriel to mention that. So I'm going to leave it at that. Not trying to call anybody out, but he said, mention the junk, because that's the name they call it. If that applies to you, that applies to you. I don't know. I'm leaving that one alone. Candace is saying she has to sleep. If I sleep too long, I'm more tired. Then if I only get, okay, yeah. So you're one of those two, right? But I bet when you were fighting the virus, you had to have more, I would imagine, because that one's a tough one. And Belinda says she feels so much better after a good nap. See, we don't want to be hard on ourselves because we need a rest. And if you think of old school that needs to go away in that thinking, it was about work hard, work yourself into the, you know, just wear yourself out. How is that going to work now? That's not going to work. How does that really support happiness? I don't think so. You're always exhausted. You're overworked. You don't get enough rest. You're not eating right because you're rushing and you're trying to eat on the go. None of that works as well in the higher dimensions. You don't treat yourself that way. A fifth dimension mindset does not treat yourself that way. It has no comprehension of that. Like, well, that's just barbaric, is what's going to feel like. So think about that. If you're a hard self-critic and you're going, oh, I need to keep doing something. I should be doing that. If you use that word a lot, there's an energy in that word of guilt. I should be doing this. If you sit down to take a break in the middle of a busy day and you feel like I should get up and do this, I should go do that, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I have so much to do, you're wearing yourself out in the mind. So it might be some practice that you have to do, but I'm here to reassure you, no. Get some work done, take a break, get some work done, take a break, take a nap if you need it. You're going to support your immune system to be stronger. You're going to feel better. You're actually going to be more productive after the break. It's just a shift. And these are part of those things that we're changing our routines and our habits that we're just not used to. We've been trying to change it. And now we don't know, oh, that just feels so weird. I've always done it a different way. Remember, Jupiter's out there with that expansion. And Jupiter wants you to try something different that may actually be better. Jupiter, comet sweeping away all the old. Kind of like it. I kind of like the energy of this. I felt very encouraged by this, even though traditional astrology was making it like, oh no, it's going to be this. If you're trying to hang on, and I get that because astrology has been around for thousands and thousands of years, honestly. But if you look at that from a perspective of the way we always approach things way back in the old way, when something was falling apart or going away, we looked at that as, oh no, that's awful. It's going away. This is asking us with the Jupiter expansion. This is coming from Gabriel, by the way. Thank you, Gabriel. Wow. This is good. This is asking us to look at that falling away of something differently. No, you're missing it. You need to look at it differently. This needs to go away. So you can bring in something better. I thought, okay, you're right. So Gabriel is very strong and very communicating today. Michael too, but they're here. They're there for you all the time. You just have to ask. You just have to ask. So I have been busy. I've been changing things up. Yes, my website looks like it's like just kind of hanging in there with the show right now. Yes, because I'm here. But I've been working on some things. So be patient because we're going to be rolling that out. And things that will be completely just a different approach. Things that you need right now as we're going through so much change. So that's what I'm working on. And I'm spending quite a bit of time on that. So that's why I'm pulling back on some of the other activities. But that's because I need to make and manage the time. So that's how I'm using this energy. So anything else? Let's see what else is out there. Let's see. Before we go off the air, we're going to go off the air here in a minute. Candace, same here. Okay. The junk. Uh-oh. Candace is claiming the junk. Robin, guilty of the junk. I definitely feel the difference. Okay. See, Gabriel's calling you guys out. I didn't say it. You did. Yes, I slept most of the day while I was sick. She was fighting the virus. It takes a big toll. Your oxygen levels are so low, so energy's also low. I am so happy to hear you are much better now. We love you, Candace. Beth, that's exactly what I did. Worked way too much and all my hair fell out. Whoa. Glad to be drinking green juice and recovering. Good for you, Beth. Proud of you. And I just got a chill. So I'm getting a kudos from the angels for you on that one too. Ooh. Belinda, I have a 4 a.m. alarm in my head every morning. And oops, I'm working on some bad junk hat. Oh, my gosh. Okay. See, I didn't know who that was going to be. That's funny. That's funny. Gabriel, man, he's talking to you guys today. Belinda, thanks, Gabriel. Okay, so here's a quick question before we go off the air, and I got to hurry. What are we going to do about that junk? Huh? What are we going to do? What are you going to replace it with? Throw it out there right now. One thing, what you're going to do different about the junk, lack of junk, get rid of the junk. What are we going to do? I want everybody to tell me what they're going to do. I want to make you accountable. So you've admitted that you had the junk in there. The junk's, you don't want the junk. What are you going to replace the junk with? Throw it out there so we have some of that in the archives for people that listen later on what you're going to do. Because I'm going to have to get off the air in about 20 seconds. So go fast, go. I love you guys. I absolutely do. I hope you've enjoyed this inspiring message that NeoWise is bringing us with this comet. I hope you've enjoyed the show with the angels, Gabriel and Michael and the guardian angels. I love you, and we will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.